Arpan Basu, managing editor of LNH.com, joins us as the Montreal Canadiens yesterday firing Michel Therrien and bringing back Claude Julien, a move they made earlier in time as well. It was quite a long time ago, Arpan, that this move was made, but it worked back then, and I guess the Habs are hoping it works once again.
Yeah, I guess. I mean, now we'll see if like the entire pattern repeats itself over the course of the next 10 years and that, you know, eventually Guy Carbonneau comes back as coach. And, you know, it's just this repeating carousel of coaches in Montreal. I mean, it's all joking aside, obviously it's strange that Michel Therrien get fired by the Canadiens twice and be replaced by Claude Julien both times. But, you know, the circumstances are obviously widely different. I mean, the last time Michel Therrien got fired, it was... They didn't have quite the same team as they do now. I mean, I think the Canadiens consider themselves or feel that they should be at this point one of the top contenders in the conference, if not the league, and should have maintained a certain level of play under Michel Therrien. And in light of what happened last season when Carey Price was hurt and that the whole season just completely got away from them, to see it happening again this time, I think, was you know, one thing Michel Therrien couldn't allow happen. You know, he was given a free pass. Well, not a free pass, but he was given an excuse by his GM last season. And his GM took all the blame himself for what happened last season and then went out this summer and made some pretty massive changes to his team, seemingly to provide his coach with a roster that was better suited to his style. So having done that, to see a similar sort of slide begin where the Canadiens have been a 500 team since they started the season, you know, 13-1-1, you know, just, I think Mark Bergevin didn't see another choice here, especially when Claude Julien all of a sudden became available when the Bruins fired him last week.
And that's kind of what I want to know. It's kind of interesting when you read the statement, Bergeron says that he's come to the conclusion that he needed a new energy, new voice, new direction. So if Claude Julien isn't available, does Bergeron still think the club needs new energy, new voice, and a new direction?
Well, you know, there was a report last night that the Canadiens also asked the Florida Panthers to speak to Jared Gallant, who's obviously a former assistant of Michel Therrien's here in Montreal. Which would lead me to believe that yes, there was an impetus to get a replacement for Michel Therrien, regardless of Claude Julien being available. But to be honest, I mean, the fact that Claude Julien was available had to, and if you look at the timing of the whole thing, I mean, it was just perfectly timed. I mean, Claude Julien was fired on February 7th, famously, you know, during the Patriots Super Bowl parade. That night, the Canadiens played in Colorado, laid a total egg, lost 4-0 to the worst team in the NHL, looked completely lifeless doing it, and Mark Bergevin was on that trip. And the next day, they go to Arizona. They have a scheduled day off, but Mark Bergevin is seen in the hotel lobby meeting with Max Pacioretty, Carey Price, Shea Weber. Michel Therrien's not around, which is not incredibly unusual, but somewhat unusual. You don't generally see the general manager holding individual meetings in the middle of a road trip. And then, you know, the Canadiens win that game in Arizona in overtime after blowing 2 leads in that game, and then get swept on the weekend in the back-to-back by the St. Louis Blues at home and by the Bruins on Sunday, 4-0. So, you know, Claude Julien getting fired seemed to set off a chain of events that led to him being hired by the Canadiens. And I don't know if the urgency would be there to fire Michel Therrien when they did if Claude Julien wasn't available, but it's clear that him being available, you know, made things move a lot quicker than if he wasn't.
Well, it also seems just perfect timing, right? Because you have the bye week, Julien could come in, you can get all this stuff out of the way. But also, I mean, if you're the Habs and Bergevin knows that he, in his heart, he feels that Therrien isn't the guy that he wants to go forward with at this point in time, I mean, this is the move you got to make, because Julien, to me, is a top five coach in the NHL, and he has the added bonus of not only previously coaching the Habs, but he has that, you know, he speaks the French language, which is very important.
Well, yeah, it's very important. It's vital. I mean, it's a prerequisite to coaching the Canadiens. And so it's, you know, when you can get both those things, A, someone who fits the language criteria, and B, someone who is legitimately one of the top coaches in the NHL, you have to jump on that. And plus, you know, I mean, as I mentioned earlier, you know, Michel Therrien got his get-out-of-jail-free card last year. You know, I mean, Mark Brzezinski took the blame. He went up and said, it's on me, and took all the blame off of his coach and put it on himself and said, listen, I didn't give him a roster that was well-prepared enough for the loss of their goaltender, Swear. I don't think anyone expected the Canadiens to go out and win the Stanley Cup without Carey Price, but I don't think his general manager expected, I don't think Bergevin expected the Canadiens to go completely into the tank without Carey Price either. So, I mean, the changes that he made, and he was upfront about it. He said the changes, bringing in Andrew Shaw, trading PK Subban for Shea Weber, you know, signing Alexander Radulov to a lesser extent, but the two previous moves, bringing in Shaw from the Chicago Blackhawks and bringing in Shea Weber for PK Subban, were meant specifically to prevent something like that from happening again. And this season, you know, the Canadiens got into some injury trouble, nothing that no other team deals with. I mean, you know, they lose Alex Galchenyuk, who was their top center and top scorer at the time, and Brendan Gallagher and Andre Markov for extended periods of time. But again, the Canadiens became a 500 team once that happened. And so I think Mark Bergevin saw it happening again and needed to step in before it got too serious.
Thanks so much for this, Arpon. Interesting bye week for you, I guess.
Yeah, not much of a bye. Anyhow.
Yeah.